News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, I want to turn to that story of the horse euthanasia in Limerick. New figures showing 107 out of 118 horses seized in Limerick this year have been put to sleep. The cost of the taxpayer, that as well, $91,000. There are now calls for the Department of Agriculture to intervene to help tackle the problem. Joining us to discuss this is Sinn Féin councillor for Limerick City East, Shane O'Callagh. Shane, I suppose first off, why are there so many horses being seized in Limerick? It sounds like an awful lot. 118 horses already this year seized, and most of them basically killed.
Well, good morning, first of all. And secondly, this figure is actually quite low for Limerick. I joined the council in 2014 when there were over 400 horses being seized a year at the cost of nearly €500,000. Roughly every year to the council. This year,
okay, so some improvement, but still a relatively high number. I would put it to you.
It's very high number, and I would be hesitant to call it an improvement because the problem hasn't seemed to change significantly. It seems the seizures are down all right, but the issue of horses being kept in the city, horses malnourished, and we saw the drought there that was there recently. Indeed, there was horses that didn't even have access to water supply. The problem hasn't gone away, unfortunately, and the figures may be down. And as you say, one horse kills unnecessarily is too many. 107 is still unacceptable. At the moment, the Department of Agriculture are only half funding the local council in dealing with this issue. I've had a motion passed the council calling on the department to fully fund it at a minimum, and unfortunately it was refused by the minister. And I think now it's time for the minister to take responsibility for it. The buck stops with him.
Well, is it not up to you guys to sort it out? I mean, the minister can't be going around micromanaging every problem locally.
Well, it's not just a local issue. There are problems with horses in many other areas. And indeed, with sulky racing is another problem in throughout many other areas.
Yeah. And yeah.
You know, it's not just confined to Limerick, this problem. We have a horse control committee of councillors that meet not too regularly now, but we meet to discuss the current issues. And we've visited the horse project in Tralee. We're going to visit the horse project in Dublin. But as far as I'm aware, there is still a horse issue in those counties and in other counties across the country, in some horses getting mistreated. And it's important to say that we're not trying to target everyone with the one brush. There are many people there that look after their animals and take care of their animals. That's no problem. But when you see horses suffering and when you see so many horses being put down and when you see the current spend year in, year out, and I know it's down this year, but I think it's time for people to take responsibility. The department and the Gardaí have responsibility as well. It doesn't all fall on the shoulders of the local authority who try to fit it into the budget every year.
Some of the responsibility, Shane, surely falls on those people who are getting these horses and mistreating them.
Well, you'd imagine so, but unfortunately, out of 118 horses, only 13 were microchipped by law. And that's not a problem for the council to enforce. That's actually a problem for the minister and the Department of Agriculture to ensure that horses and indeed other animals, sheep and cattle, are registered.
Okay, Shane, I've no doubt you're genuine in your desire to eradicate this problem. It does sound a little bit like to me though that you in Limerick are kind of washing your hands of this problem, saying you guys up in Dublin need to sort this out.
Oh God, no. We've taken serious measures in trying to resolve this problem. We've had horse education programs. As I said, we've set up a horse control committee for councillors to meet. We've seen how other counties operate. Like, there's only so much a local authority can be expected to do in situations like this. And all the time, even the minister refuses to fully fund this, that it's still coming out of the local authority budget. And local authorities, as you may be very well aware, like, have a limited budget and limited capacity of raising funds. And when you see so much money being spent on this year in, year out, you know, we're asking the minister, we have asked the minister for more funding for some form of help with this. But unfortunately, it's been to no avail.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thanks for talking to Shane O'Callagh there, Sinn Féin councillor for Limerick City.